Tamam, arabayı sıkalım.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Campbell. Sitting here on your bedside. Yes, sitting here on your bedside. My light is flickering over your face, and I can see that happiness on your face. I can see the joy in your heart. And I can see how happy you are to have Mr. Campbell visit you at your bedside, as I do the children all over the world. Every child on earth, I sit on their bedside with the twinkling light of their candle or their night light or whatever, maybe even the street light outside, and maybe just the moonlight. And I'm sitting there saying, I love you. I was visiting with a child the other day, and they were having trouble with their bicycle. And they had a lovely bike. It was a three-wheeler, and it rode just fine. and it was a great little bike, and it was a great bike for a five-year-old kid. And this kid's name was Henrietta. And Henrietta went out every morning and took her bike, and she took a cloth from the kitchen counter, and she wiped her bike. And she took another cloth, and she dried it and polished it. And then she took another cloth, and she polished it some more. And her bike was so beautiful. Well, Henrietta would get on her bike every morning, just like clockwork. She'd finish breakfast, and she'd go outside, and she'd ride her bike around down the driveway by her house. And as she'd ride her bike around on the driveway by her house, everything was so beautiful. The sun sparkled off her bike, and it made everything look so shiny and nice. And she had her lovely dress that she was wearing as she sat on the seat of the bicycle. And she pumped up and down, and she rode not very fast, but she rode strongly and well. And then she would turn the corner, and then sometimes she'd turn back around and forward around, and she would just be having so much fun. Well, as it happened, one of the pedals came off, and Henrietta said, "Oh, what am I going to do?" And she ran in the house, and she said to her mother, Mom, the pedals came off my bike, what am I going to do? Well, Henrietta, I don't have time to fix it right now, so you just have to wait a while. So Henrietta went back out to her bicycle. And she sat down on the pavement next to her bicycle, and she held the pedal in her hand, and she thought, what can I do? And then she thought, the other pedal has a little nut next to it and a washer here, so there's no nut and washer. Where did that go? And so she'd been just riding it around on the pavement there by the car, by the house. And so she walked carefully around looking. And there she found the nut, and she found the washer. And so she said to herself, I'm not stupid. I am intelligent. She probably didn't even say, I'm not stupid, but she says, I'm intelligent, and I know what to do. And so she took the pedal and the nut and the washer, and she looked at one of the bigger boys walking by on the street, and she says, oh, Johnny. And Johnny looked down and said, Henrietta, how are you this morning? I've got a problem. Well, what's that, Henrietta? My pedal came off my bike, and I can't ride my bike. And Johnny says, well, that is too bad. But I got the pedal, and I got the nut, and I got the washer. Johnny, can you help me? Well, Johnny was 12, and he knew all about those sort of things. So he said, why, sure, Henrietta, I'm glad to help you. And they went into the garage, and they found a wrench. And they put the pedal through the place in the bike. And on the other side, they put the nut in the washer and the nut first. And Johnny says, now, you hold the pedal while I turned the wrench. And so Henrietta held the pedal. And John took the wrench, and he turned it, and he turned it, and he turned it. And Henrietta couldn't hold it. It twisted in her hand. And she said, "Johnny, I can't hold it. It's twisting in my hand." "Oh, yes," Johnny said. "My dad always uses two wrenches. One wrench to hold it from turning, and one wrench to turn it." "Oh, Henrietta, I forgot. I'm sorry." And he went in the garage and got another wrench. And he put the second wrench on, and it held the wheel, the pedal in place. And they screwed it tight. And Henrietta said, "Thank you so much, Johnny. I appreciate that." And Johnny says, "No trouble, no trouble." And Henrietta said, "Well, what can I do for you, Johnny? You're so nice to me. Johnny, do you have a bike?" And Johnny says, "Oh, yes, I have a bike. It's sort of a ramshackle bike, but I got a bike." "Well, Johnny, are you using your bike this morning?" "No, I'm not." "Well, bring it over here, because I learned how to polish my bike, and I would like to polish your bike for you." "You polish my bike? You polish that old thing that I have for a bike?" "Well, Henrietta, if that's what you'd like to do, if that would make you happy, I'll bring it over." So Johnny brought his bike over and put it on the driveway there so Henrietta could work on it. And Henrietta went in the house and got some fresh claws and brought them out. And then she said, "Mommy, I'm washing Johnny's bike. He put my pedal on for me." "Johnny put your pedal? How wonderful." "Yes, he put my pedal on. And so I'm going to wash his bike for him. Mommy, what should I use to wash his bike?" And Mommy says, "Well, here's some nice soap. You'll put it in a bucket of water, and then you can wash it, and then you take the holes and sprinkle it off, and then you dry it down, and then here's some special stuff that Daddy puts on the car, and you can put it on the bike, and it'll make it shine so beautiful." Well, Henrietta said, "Gee, that's a job." And her mommy says, "No, Henrietta, when you do anything with love, as a thank you that you're doing for Johnny, it's not work, it's fun." So Henrietta took the bucket out and she washed Johnny's bike. And was she surprised to see the nice bike that was underneath all that dirt and all that crud? She says, "Wow." And then, after that was done, she took the hose and rinsed it off. And then she dried it down, and she put on that special stuff that Daddy puts on the car to make it shine. And it was all white, cloudy stuff. And she said, "Mama, what did I do wrong? It's all white and cloudy." And Mama said, "My dear, that's another step. Now you take a nice dry cloth, and you gently wipe and rub. And all the cloudy stuff will come off, and watch what happens underneath." And so, she's only 5 years old, but what a diligent girl. Henrietta took the claws, and she wiped it on Johnny's bike. And in no time at all, the bike jumped out from underneath this white cloud. Beautiful, sparkling, brilliant. All the chrome was just shining away. Everything was wonderful. The handlebars were all clean and nice, and the handlebar holders were all fresh. All the dirt was washed away, and everything was in divine order. Everything was in wonderful order. And Henrietta said, "Mommy, come take a look." So Mommy came out to take a look, and she said, "Henrietta, you are a magical girl. I can only see a life for you of absolute happiness." "Thanks, Mommy." And then Johnny came by, and Henrietta had hid his bike behind the garage. And Johnny says, "Well, I see your bike looks nice, Henrietta. Where's mine?" And Henrietta said, Johnny, can you play with me? Just to play a little game here? Johnny says, well, why not? Will you close your eyes and keep them closed until they tell you to open them? Johnny says, why, of course. So they both like games. So Johnny closed his eyes. And Henrietta bent behind the garage and got the bicycle out and set it in front of Johnny. Had the kickstand down and everything's all set. And she says, Johnny, open your eyes. Johnny opened his eyes. The sun was sparkling off his bike as though it were a brand new showroom bike. And Johnny says, Henrietta, you're just bilingual. How did you know how to do that? And Henrietta says, you helped me, Johnny, and I love you. Thank you. Henrietta and Johnny, who is not a hugger, went over and gave Henrietta a big hug and said, thank you, Henrietta. And he got on his bike, and he whistled and he rode his bike, and he told the whole neighborhood about Henrietta and the trouble she had with her bike and how it turned out to be okay. Oops, there's Mr. Sandman coming. Be careful now. He's going to put pixie dust in everybody so you go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. Now, grab your mommy and daddy and tell them how much you love them, how wonderful they are, and how you're so thankful that you have the best mom and dad in the whole world. And then take your teddy bear, slide under the covers, and say good night. And Mr. Sandman will drop his pixie dust, and you'll have sweet dreams, lovely dreams. Good night, boys and girls. I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.